Welcome back to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. In his recent visit to Turnout Radio, Alan Kasia, co-artistic director of Kasia de Dance, reflected upon the making of the memoir, I Found My Dance in a Bomb Shelter, Anecdotes of Gratitude from a Life in Dance. Co-published by Canadian dance publisher Dance Collection Dance Press and Toronto-based contemporary dance company Kasia de Dance, the memoir is filled with stories about the people and encounters that have shaped Alan as a son, brother, husband, father, and artist. Alan shares now about how the memoir came into fruition.
I was in Stratford, choreographing Wendy and Peter Pan with director Kira Loughran in 2020 when the pandemic hit. I immediately called my wife, Karen Kasia, and said, honey, we need to isolate. Let's go north. So that very first Thursday, we're sitting there and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? And I remember looking at Facebook. And on Facebook, people were writing something called Throwback Thursdays. And I thought, you know, I've always wanted to write a series of gratitudes to those who had an incredible impact in my life, but may never have known it. You know, people like my ancestors, my grade 9 wrestling coach, my grade 13 English writing teacher. And I decided to do something that I called Thank You Thursdays. And over the 2 years, I wrote 104 of them. And I remember at one point, I was talking with Amy Bowering from Dance Collection Dance. And I had been tagging her in all my posts. And Amy said, you know, Alan, this should really be a book. And I said, okay, let's do it. And so Dance Collection Dance and Kasia de Dance co-published this book, I Found My Dance in a Bomb Shelter, Anecdotes of Gratitude from a Life in Dance. And what was important about this book was that I have lived a life, a fascinating life, a life where I never expected to be a dancer, a choreographer, a film director, a producer, to be co-artistic director of Kasia de Dance with my amazing wife, Karen Kasia, have two incredible kids, you know, and to reflect upon my life as someone who was driven to find truth and truth as a choreographer, examining my ancestry. My father was a Holocaust survivor, the loss of his entire family, the examination of generations that I have and will never know, and to also reflect upon my experiences in dance, some that could be perceived as very negative, but that had a profound impact in my development and as a choreographer and as an individual, as a human being. And so, for example, I was kicked out of the School of Toronto Dance Theatre in 1983, told never enter this building again. And though it was devastating at the time, it was such an important moment of growth for me. And so my life has been filled with experiences that are both profound and heartfelt, filled with love and family, generations, and community. I believe so strongly in our dance community that I really hope that when you indulge, it's now both a physical book and an ebook, in this book that you will be inspired, be uplifted, and discover things about yourself that are essential to who you are and what your future might be.